This is one of the hours. You are listening for Scars by Papa Roach. Be caller 20. You will win tickets to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That is before 3 o'clock. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. We have What's Up with Florida. A guy stole a forklift and an ATM and was trying to drag it along when the police showed up. We have great news to restore your faith in humanity. We have an animal story that is the maybe one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard. It involves a goat and the psychedelic healing shack. We have the 420 catch of the day, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Kings Blackhawks. That's coming up.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, I get it now. That's funny. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
You are listening for Papa Roach this hour. The name of the song is Scars. When you hear it, be caller 20. You win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi. This is Sam.
Hi. Is Sam?
Yeah. Kevin?
Yes. Are you calling for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets?
Of course I am.
Because you heard Papa Roach Scars?
Yes.
You win. Congratulations.
Yay!
Congratulations. December 13th, you are going to see the All-American Rejects and Evanescence and Papa Roach and The Paradox and Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. We've tried to win Almost Christmas tickets for years.
Excellent.
And never received it.
Well, so you will be there on December 13th. Congratulations. All right. The next song that you're listening for now is the All-American Rejects, Gives You Hell. And we're going to play that in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon. So between 5 and 6, the song you're listening for is Gives You Hell by the All-American Rejects. Be caller 20 and you will win those tickets. A lot of people are calling right now because we are dicks. We played a little clip of Gives You Hell by the All-American Rejects. That is not the time to call. We're going to play the whole song in the 5 o'clock hour. When you hear that song, then be caller 20 and you will join us for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Back in the Kevin and Bean days, we spent a lot of time supporting Channel 7 and the fire department's toy drive called A Spark of Love.
Our annual Spark of Love campaign takes on a new meaning this year as families continue to rebuild after the L.A. fires. Many had just celebrated the holidays when their lives changed forever.
So this great news story is about somebody who lost everything in January. But it's not about what happened to her. It's about how she's responding.
An Altadena resident who lost everything but found healing in giving back.
We didn't get a warning to get out, so we just self-evacuated.
They, like a lot of people, got out of the way when they saw what was happening in January.
On January 7th, Jenny Martinez and her family fled their Altadena house with just a few possessions.
Yeah, they only took a couple of things because
they thought they'd be able to return. The wind-fueled flames leveled their beautiful home and destroyed everything, including irreplaceable family photographs.
Again, I know this is a bummer story so far, but it's not what happened to her. It's how she responded.
The pictures is what I keep on just dwelling on.
Dwelling on her loss can be draining. Instead, Jenny finds focusing on others helps her move forward.
So Channel 7, for many, many years, team up with the fire department and do a fundraiser called Spark of Love to take care of people who would not otherwise have a Christmas.
Barbies.
As a Pasadena fire staff assistant, Jenny is part of the department's company of elves gathering toys for Operation Spark of Love.
So Jenny Martinez from Altadena lost everything and now is helping give back with Spark of Love.
The kindness of strangers has been amazing. It has restored my faith in humanity.
The way this community came back together to support each other is a beautiful thing.
There's going to be a bigger need this year than probably ever. Whatever we can do to try and bring some normalcy back to their lives, that's really, I think, a key part of Spark of Love.
Throughout the holiday season, Pasadena Fire, along with their community partners, are collecting unwrapped toys at all their fire stations. While young kids love toys, many displaced teenagers have needs as well.
They don't play with Barbie dolls like you see back in the back anymore. Now they're into more like technology type stuff. Maybe there's some other like better board games.
And by board games, you mean Call of Duty.
Jenny says she now has a fresh perspective on what matters most in life. And she knows these donations will give families that emotional and spiritual boost they need.
To see that everybody's opening their hearts and their wallets to make this happen and provide for all of us that have lost so much, it means the world to us. We thank you.
Got a pretty epic animal story coming up in a few minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. A goat named Smokey attacked a couple of people in Detroit. The hilarious animal stories coming up in a few on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with an animal story about a goat named Smokey.
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite.
Well, now he is. They're buds. But a couple of days ago, this was Daylon Scott.
So a couple of days ago, the goat was chasing Daylon, and he was screaming and running as he jumped up on top of a car to get away from Smokey. And this is what it sounded like when he was running away. Check this out.
Don't want to offend you, but a lot of people thought that that was a girl scream when you jumped up on that car. What do you got to say for yourself?
I mean, he scared the female out of me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
I mean, in the world of nice goats to ugly and mean goats, this is closer to ugly and mean.
Daylon and brother Jupiter Star, not his real name.
Wait, Jupiter Star isn't his real name?
Meeting Smokey the goat for the first time Monday since he got loose and scared the out of him.
I just wasn't expecting in a neighborhood.
I mean, the guy does live in Detroit, so I guess you're not expecting a goat to attack. Here's a little bit more of him running from the goat.
That's a real goat.
That's a real one.
What the?
Just like a big brother would, this was Jupiter Star's reaction.
Just looked through the window, make sure he was okay. And my mom running outside with a knife trying to.
Your mom brought a knife?
I mean, not to nitpick in an emergency, but it was a butter knife.
Yeah, she brought a knife trying to get it to him, but she's so scared of animals.
With mom's help, Daylon made it inside their West Side Detroit home.
So Daylon jumps off the car and makes a beeline right for the back door.
Go, go, go!
They have an unscientific theory why Smokey was so excited.
What do you think their theory was about what was going on with the goat? I didn't guess this.
The goat was trying to hump us.
Smokey was trying to get some.
In true Detroit fashion, it doesn't end there.
Comfrey and dandelion and fenugreek and chaparral.
Cue Dr. Bob.
This is where the story gets really good. Dr. Bob runs the psychedelic healing shack.
This is where you do the body work.
Right.
The brothers' investigation into the loose goat led them down the street from their house to the psychedelic healing shack.
This guy looks very much like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
You know, they're just gentle creatures, and they're biblical, and they're very healing.
The doc took in Smokey and Perfect and Angel.
If it was up to me, they might be in the house, but my wife's not going for that one.
Dr. Bob is married. What?
He's currently locked horns with the city of Detroit for proper permitting to keep the crew. And now that Smokey cannot escape, the brothers hope he can stay. That noise is going to haunt me. All right, so here in Detroit, you can have ducks and chickens and honeybees. Dr. Bob says goats are still in a gray area. He plans to fight the city so he can keep his trio.
Not to insinuate anything, but I'm not positive Dr. Bob is the best place for Smokey.
What about the butt?
That's not funny. If you would like to win tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, you're always listening for a song. We tell you what hour we're going to play it in. Now the next one is Gives You Hell by the All-American Rejects, and we play it in the 5 o'clock hour. This afternoon, be caller 20 when you hear it, and you'll win tickets. Our new music feature, the 420 Catch of the Day, is coming up on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here with 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, a New Jersey man has been busted twice in 1 week for DUI and while he was behind the wheel of a DeLorean. In one incident, he crashed into a parked car while driving wasted. When officers searched the vehicle, they found bottles of vodka and 87 baggies of cocaine inside.
Wow!
He was obviously arrested with lots of charges, and everyone on the internet is calling him Marty McHigh, which I love. And fun fact, John DeLorean was arrested in 1982 on charges of cocaine trafficking, so
who knew?
He would be proud.
Yes, he would.
Number two, for the first time, GameStop customers can trade in almost anything, including old electronics, scratched game discs, toys, or even taxidermy items for restored credit this holiday season.
What?
The promotion is for the retailer's new Trade Anything Day event, which will take place on December 6th at locations nationwide. However, not everything can be turned in for store credit. The retailer shared that items including hazardous waste, dead or alive animals,
smart,
alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pharmaceuticals, 3D printers, label printers, VCRs, or DVD players won't be accepted, though the exception is made for taxidermy items, which I cannot understand why they are very excited about
that
taxidermy.
That is super weird.
GameStop employees have the discretion to reject any item. There are more details about the event that will come out closer to December 3rd. So I don't understand this whatsoever.
I don't know
if they're just trying to get attention. And get people into the stores. But there you go. And number three, in a rare and insane medical event, a 19-year-old woman from Brazil gave birth to twin boys who each have a different biological father.
What?
This is an extremely rare phenomenon, estimated to happen in only 1 in a million twin births. And doctors confirmed through DNA testing that while both babies share the same mother, they were conceived by two different men after she had sex with both within the same 24-hour period.
Wow, she was busy.
Get it, girl? I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Hayley Williams released her third solo album, Ego Death at a Bachelor Party, and this is a song called Parachute off of that album. It's about how to live in the aftermath of a broken relationship. She's currently touring and is planning a major solo tour in support of her album. March through May of next year. She's got some sold-out shows in Los Angeles already in May. May 12th, 13th, and 15th at the Wiltern. This is Hayley Williams, and the song is Parachute, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Hayley Williams' Parachute is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello, hello. So we are going to give you that phone topic coming up next. And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Kings vs. Blackhawks on December 6th at Crypto.com Arena.
I had two of the strangest interactions that I've had in a long time. Today I was walking my dog, and I didn't remember that I had an Oasis shirt on, but I did.
Uh-huh.
And somebody walked past me and said, "Are you an Oasis?"
What?
And that's what I said. I was like,
what
are you talking? Oh, I'm wearing an Oasis? No, that's not how it works.
Which one would you be? Oh, Bonehead?
Probably Bonehead. Yeah, that's true. But that wasn't as bad as over the weekend. I was in North Carolina, and I was at the hotel bar, and a guy told me, didn't speak great English,
okay,
but told me that I look like Mrs. Doubtfire.
No! No.
And I said,
what?
You mean Robin Williams? Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sure. Love him.
No, Mrs. Doubtfire. And I said, no, but he's the actor that played Mrs. Doubtfire, dressed up like a grandma. But so you're saying I look like Robin Williams? And he said, no, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow.
So I still don't think that's what he meant. Because I really don't look like that.
You really don't, but I love this so much.
It was
this
so crazy. I said Robin Williams like three times, and he's like, no.
No. Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, my God.
Who have you been told you look like?
Wow. You know, my own brother tells me that I look like Kourtney Kardashian. And, like, look, she's not a bad-looking person or anything
right.
like that, but I don't really want to be compared to her Kardashian.
Yes.
It's the Middle Eastern thing. That's why we
oh,
look similar.
I see.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But I'm just kind of like, can there be someone else?
So
you know?
The topic today is somebody told you you look like a celebrity, and it's not a compliment.
Yeah, okay.
To you. So Mrs. Doubtfire, not a compliment.
That's so good.
800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and text. And
the most entertaining call. We've got your tickets to see the Kings take on the Blackhawks on December 6th at Crypto.
So somebody told you you look like a celebrity and it's not a compliment. We'll take your calls. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
I always thought this was weird. It was more as a kid. As I grew up, it kind of phased out. But as a kid, everybody said I looked like Sylvester Stallone.
Do you have a droopy face?
Yeah, kind of. But then, like, luckily I got into, like, a bad accident and, like, broke my face. And then after that, I didn't really look like him anymore.
What?
Oh, wait.
Thank God getting in that bad accident changed your life.
Yeah, kind of, like, kind of for the better, kind of not for the better, but at least I don't look like him anymore, I think. I don't know. But,
that's
yeah,
so
it was,
great.
It was bad. I fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God, dude.
People tell you that you look like a celebrity, and it's not a compliment.
310 says, one of my coworkers years ago said I looked like Woody from Toy Story. He kept calling me Woody, and 25 years later, it stuck. And my nickname at work is Woody.
Fantastic.
That's so lame.
I love that so
much.
Over the weekend, I got told that I look like Mrs. Doubtfire. And I think he meant Robin Williams, but I'm not positive.
You look exactly like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I'd rather
not. I totally see it.
If you don't mind. So we are taking your calls. If people tell you that you look like a celebrity and it's not a compliment, at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to the Kings game versus Blackhawks. That's on December 6th.
All right. Who do you look like?
Hi. Somebody told me once I look like Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. I love him.
I do, too.
But I don't know that I want to look like him.
No.
Oh, my God. To be fair, I saw that guy on the street once, and he's actually not that bad looking in person, but just on film, he's the funny looking guy.
K-Rock, hello.
I've been told multiple times throughout my life that I look like Matt Damon.
That's a compliment. But
that's a huge compliment,
yeah.
No?
Okay. Well, back in 2010, I did a No Shave November. I had a mustache.
Right.
And someone told me I looked like Matt Damon in The Informant.
Oh.
And, well, he gained 30 pounds for that role.
Oh, my God. So we're not talking Jason Bourne.
No, Informant Matt Damon. And it's probably a time in my life, too, where I was at the heaviest of my life.
Oh.
That is not great. K-Rock, hello.
Melissa McCarthy, she's a plus-size actress, and I'm not plus-size.
Interesting. I love Melissa McCarthy.
I know. I do, too.
Love.
But is it maybe your face?
What Megan wants to know is, do you have a plus-size face?
Yeah. Well, it was at a high school reunion, and this guy's wife said, she said it, and he goes, honey, that is not nice.
Oh, no.
And then she
wow.
said, I mean, like, your eyes.
Honey, that's not nice.
Oh, God.
That is not what you want to hear.
No.
K-Rock, hello. You get told you look like a celebrity, and it's not a compliment.
It's my cousin, and he once was told he looks like Eric Stoltz, but it was Eric Stoltz in the movie Mask.
Okay, worst case scenario. That's the worst case scenario.
Oh, my God.
Did your cousin have radiation poisoning?
Oh,
it is K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan. We have your tickets for Acoustic Christmas.
So be caller 20 when you hear All American Rejects Gives You Hell.
It is K-Rock, and for the last hour, we've been taking phone calls on people who tell you you look like somebody, but it's not a compliment.
The 714 said, when I was heavy, I always got told that I looked like Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, no.
Nice.
And then the 909 says, last week, I was told I looked like Mighty Mouse. After a brief conversation, I realized he meant the UFC fighter, not the cartoon.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, you're caller 20. You win.
Woo! I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh, my God.
Mandy, you're coming to Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, my God, this is so great. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love all these bands. This is incredible. Thank you.
I'm so happy you're going to be there. It's going to be a great night.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. The song that you're listening for now is a brand new song because we just played the last one.
Yes, so that'll be 9 a.m. You'll be listening for Papa Roach, Last Resort.
9 a.m. tomorrow morning with Klein Alley. Let's talk about you got told that you were a celebrity, and it's not necessarily a compliment. You have a story like that?
Hello, I got a story of when I've been told that I look like a celebrity.
All right, which one?
Well, I was at Disneyland. And someone turned around and looked at me and said, you know what? You look like someone from Happy Gilmore. I was like, well, thank you. Thank you. And then I turned to my wife, talked to her for a little bit. And she's like, well, what character did they tell you? I was like, I don't know. Let me go ask them. So I go ahead and ask them. And they go ahead and say, you know, that big tall guy. I was like, well, what big tall guy are you talking about? It was the guy with the nail in his head.
Yeah. And you can count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Oh, no, dude. Are you freakishly tall?
I'm not freakishly tall. I'm 6'2", but.
Do you have a nail in your head?
Yeah.
I guess I do.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. You get told you look like a celebrity, and it's not a compliment.
Well, I mean, I got told I look like Fat Bastard once, so I don't know if you meant Travolta Towers or Mike Myers, you know what I mean? Either way, it's not that great. No, thanks.
No, it is not. You're correct. That is not great. Let me hear you say, get in my belly.
Yes, please.
Get in my belly.
Woo! Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I see it now. I see it.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you look like a celebrity, but it's not a compliment.
When I was younger, everybody said I look like Richard Simmons. Not a compliment, right?
Oh, man.
You kind of sound like him a little bit.
Oh, no. No, with the afro, because I cut hair. You know, I'm the hairstylist, Megan. You know me, but it doesn't matter. And then now the latest thing is they say Jack Nicholson. That mother effer's 88 years old. They say I look like him.
Yeah, but he's a badass.
He's a badass, but he does sort of look like the Crypt Keeper now. I mean, look. He's a badass, but he has aged.
Yep, he's
so
a little bit.
You don't necessarily want to look like him now?
No, I don't think so.
All right, who's Mr. Larson?
Okay, yeah, that is
the Happy Gilmore.
Robert. Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. Robert?
Yes?
Congratulations, you're our winner.
Woo!
All right, yeah!
Yes, sir.
You got tickets for the Kings playing the Blackhawks on December 6th.
All right. Awesome.
Well done, man. Have a nail in your head when you show up.
Yes, please.
Please.
So your next chance to win up your acoustic Christmas tickets tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour with Klein Alley Show. You'll be listening for Papa Roach, Last Resort. I'm Megan Holliday. It is the world-famous K-Rock.